Chair, thank you for giving us the floor. We would like firstly to thank you for the hard work that you've been doing in steering our work in the past year and for taking on yet another year of chairing this GGE. You have our thanks and our support. The GGE is at a critical stage. The past years have seen deeply substantive discussions and a great number of constructive working papers. And there is, in our opinion, a growing convergence on a number of issues. While our discussions and common understandings have matured a lot in the past few years, the textual outcome of our work has been meager. This is not in keeping with the urgency of the issue, as recognized in the joint statement at the UNJ First Committee in October last year, which was co-sponsored by 70 states, and at the various regional conferences on laws and military use of AI this semester. It's essential that this year's session managed to convert the mature understandings that we have into a substantive final report that elaborates concrete measures in line with our mandate. Norway has on several occasions expressed support for a two-tier approach in which it is recognized that certain types of laws are prohibited, whereas others need to be regulated. And last July, we submitted a working paper on this approach together with five other countries, a number that has now grown to 11. The two-tier approach is first and foremost a framing concept, and as far as we can see, it has become clear that it is a structure that has broad support in this room. And we think that this year's GGE should be able to confirm this conceptual approach to the regulation of laws. But that is, of course, not enough. We need to flesh it out further with substantive details. And in fleshing out the two-tier approach, we believe there are very valuable contributions to build on in the various other proposals that have been submitted both last year and this year. And substantively, we see a lot of overlap and common ground, and we look forward to analyzing in greater detail the new working papers that have been submitted this year. A natural starting point would be to affirm that laws that cannot be used in line with IGEL are prohibited, and that laws that cannot be meaningfully controlled by humans cannot be used in line with IGEL. On the regulatory side, we have lots to draw on in the various working papers regarding the characteristica of meaningful human control, explainability, understandability, predictability, accountability, responsibility, limitations on temporal and geographical scope, legal reviews, risk reduction measures, and a lot more. We look forward to exploring these commonalities in more detail during the discussions on the various topics that you have identified in your meeting schedule, Chair. And finally, different positions have been expressed today on the status of the normative and operational framework that we seek to develop here in the GGE. In a sentence, whether there should be an LBI or a political commitment, principles and good practices, a combination, maybe gradually moving up the rungs of the normative ladder from voluntary to binding. What is important is that we not let that debate stall our progress in crystallizing common understandings into firm text on paper. We should be able to produce agreements in this group that substantively will be of value, irrespective of whether the aim is to include them in an LBI in the short term or in the future or otherwise. Agreement on concrete measures that will assist us in the quest for a normative operational framework with agreed limits and regulations on laws. Thank you.